Track 5, Behavioral Sleep Therapy for Children. On the last track, we discussed a 6-step psychotherapeutic approach to treating type B night terrors. The 6 steps I used with Jerry were following sleep guidelines, validating trauma and evaluating family ties, exploring present circumstances, addressing resultant health problems, allowing solitude, and implementing the steps simultaneously. On this track, let's shift from night terrors and other forms of sleep problems. We will discuss behavioral sleep therapy for children. As you know, when children have difficulty settling and falling asleep alone in their own beds, some parents are faced with conflicts about how to handle these situations. Dr. Richard Ferber, a leader in pediatric sleep medicine, has devised a desensitization method for dealing with the problem. In brief, Dr. Ferber recommends a scheduled progressive approach where the parent waits a specific amount of time before going into the bedroom to comfort the child. The amount of time the parent waits before entering is progressively lengthened until the child learns to fall asleep alone. For the purpose of this course, one method of behavioral sleep therapy for children will be examined in 2 parts. Behavioral sleep therapy for children consists of initial progression and subsequent progression. As you listen to this track, consider your client or clients if you are treating a couple. Could this technique help your client or clients who are trying to cope with sleep difficulties regarding a young child or infant? First, let's discuss initial progression. Pamela and Brad, ages 24 and 27, were the parents of a 13-month-old Chelsea. Pamela and Brad were referred to me by their family therapist for Chelsea's sleep problem. Chelsea was typical for a 13-month-old child in that she tended to cry when she was put down for a nap. Brad stated, "Whenever Pamela tries to put Chelsea to bed, she cries and cries. We are up with her for half the night sometimes." How might you have responded to Brad and Pamela's problem? Would you agree that Chelsea may have simply been receiving too much attention from her parents? To describe the initial progression of behavioral sleep therapy for children, I stated, "The idea is to desensitize Chelsea to the fear of being alone in her own bed by using a tapered separation schedule." Pamela asked, "What type of separation schedule?" I responded, "For example, on the first day, wait 5 minutes before going into Chelsea's bedroom if she is crying and cannot sleep. Comfort Chelsea for 2 to 3 minutes and then leave. If more visits are necessary due to continued crying, wait an additional 5 minutes for each of the next 2 visits before going into the room. After the 3rd visit, wait at this level 15 minutes before entering for each later visit until Chelsea falls asleep alone." Brad stated, "Okay, but Chelsea wakes frequently during the night. What do we do then?" How might you have responded to Brad? I stated, "If the child wakes during the night, begin again at the original level for the night, 5 minutes, and continue increasing time in 5-minute increments as before. What other information could your clients use to implement the initial progression of behavioral sleep therapy for children? Perhaps sleeping tips, as discussed on the rest of this course, may benefit your client." Next, I discussed subsequent progression with Pamela and Brad. As you know, after establishing behavioral treatments, the client must maintain the new behavior. I stated, "Each day thereafter, begin the waiting period with an increase of 5 minutes above the previous day's first level. Thus, you will be waiting 10 minutes on the 2nd night before you comfort Chelsea. Continue with periodic increases as on the 1st day until the amount of wait time reaches the previous day's high level plus the additional 5 minutes. Continue with gradual increases of 5 minutes each day for the initial level and for the maximum level for the night." Brad asked, "What is the maximum level for the night?" I responded, "You may not want to exceed 3 increases in any 1 night. If Chelsea continues in a state of wakeful crying until about 6 a.m., do not continue the program. Instead, keep the child up for the day." Would you agree that, like sleep reduction therapy, this behavioral treatment for children could lead Chelsea becoming accustomed to going to bed without her parents' coddling and constant attention? Could playing this track benefit clients that you are treating who have a Chelsea? Of course, you have eliminated other possible causes for the waking prior to implementing this timed method. On this track, we discussed behavioral sleep therapy for children. For the purpose of this course, one method of behavioral sleep therapy for children was explained in 2 parts. behavioral sleep therapy for children consisted of initial progression and subsequent progression. On the next two tracks, we will discuss behavioral interventions for insomnia. Four behavioral interventions for insomnia that we will discuss are stimulus control therapy, sleep restriction therapy, relaxation therapies, and cognitive therapy. The focus of the next track will be on the first two interventions, stimulus control therapy and sleep restriction therapy. Question 5. If the child wakes during the night, how should clients respond?